symbols and questions need to be understood properly if they are to be effective. The cross is a Christian symbol that is so ubiquitous that it is cloudy. People wear the cross as jewelry, as decorations. But what do we mean by the cross as Christians? There was a young person who had their first job interview, and they were asked, if you had an opportunity to have a conversation with someone living or dead, who would you choose? And the response came, I would choose the living one. The person didn't understand the question properly, but they knew they wanted to speak with someone alive. We don't preach history here. We don't preach mere symbolism to remind us of something that did happen. But we say the same love that loved us on Calvary loves us today. During the Divine Liturgy, we celebrate a love that is alive today. And it is a questionable love in this sense. It is a question, do you love me? Christ, our Savior, tells us that God, like everyone else, has to take a chance with love. How often we repeat, you will never know if someone loves you. You will believe they love you. Because love is one of those intangible qualities about life that no one has ever seen, but everyone believes. So we try, by our words and by our actions, to profess our love for one another, and it is not different with Christians and Christ. The only way to love God is to love the people that are given to you in your life, both those you may call friends and those you may call enemies, because the cross is a vulnerable position to be in. It is not about pain. It is not about rejection, but it is about the courage. When a young person goes to school and tries to make a friend, that is a cross. When someone has a friend that has betrayed them and tries to revive a friendship, that is the cross. When we take a chance with one another and say, I will be with you forever, that is the cross. The cross is not primarily about the pain. We often used to say, when someone was making a martyr out of themselves, we would say, get off the cross, we need the wood. But we as Christians now say, be bold enough to love God, not because you have to. Be bold enough to love one another, to give your friend another chance, not because you have to, but because love requires that type of risk. And so the cross is beautiful to us as Christians that God did not give up on humanity. He did not say it's a lost cause. And we as Christians should never say about our friends or our enemies, it's a lost cause. Why not try one more time? Why not pray over it? Why not fast over it? Why not give your heart to God more fully that you may understand? Love is worth the risk. Friendship is worth the risk. And for God, all the churches and all the Bibles ever printed are not as important as what lies in the depth of every human heart that will have to answer the question that Christ posed to us. This is how much I love you. Do you love one another, and do you love me? Slava Isusu Christu. Amen.